a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast, and this is, I think this is the craziest trade deadline I've ever seen. What about you?
Something happened I didn't know about.
Yeah, did you just get up from your beauty sleep?
Nah, man, I couldn't sleep through this.
Oh, man. So I'm seeing that I think Brook Lopez did get traded to OKC. I didn't even see that yet. looks like that actually went through. I don't even see that.
Cantor and Lopez?
That's what it looked like, but that doesn't make any sense. someone just tweeted, ESPN's trade deadline special is currently analyzing Brolo to OKC, so there's that. Even though they did get Cantor. This has got to be the craziest deadline I've ever seen.
Yeah, and there was this huge lull of about an hour before the last, 10 minutes, and then everything happened in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was going to be a lame one, and, maybe one of Dragic or Arjax doesn't get traded. Whew, all right, so this is going to be really haphazard, that's to say the least. So on today's show, we're going to talk about all the trades that went down as best we can. It is 3:15 as we start this show, so we're going to be getting news as it comes in, as the deadline's passed, but news is still filtering in. Then we're going to wrap up the show looking at tonight's games, including some side league picks for the weekend.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, oh man, pick a trade to start with. There's 18 million good big ones. What's your biggest one so far?
You know which one.
You love getting Dragic to your Heat.
Yeah, that's a legitimate starting five all of a sudden.
Yeah.
When healthy.
Yeah. I mean, apologies in advance if I'm typing while I'm going here, but I'm going to try to keep it quiet. So Goran Dragic goes to Miami. Miami gives up two non-lottery picks. And then did they have to give up everyone? Did they give up McRoberts?
Yeah, injured McBob.
Yep.
Anderson was one of them. There was another one, but I don't think it was a big deal at all. Oh, Norris Cole.
Did Norris Cole get part of that? That was, yeah.
The one I read said that.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. So it's not like Cole matters for fantasy. Anyway, so
no, and it's not like he'd be getting any kind of minutes over in OKC.
Yeah,
or in Phoenix.
So is Mario Chalmers even ownable anymore?
Well, with a healthy Wade, absolutely not. Nowhere near.
I even think if Wade is out, I mean, Dragic's just gonna suck up all that usage.
Yeah, he's gonna be real nice to own when Wade takes games off.
Yeah,
or week off, or however that works.
Man, the Heat are contending looking team now.
Yeah, I guess first step is to be a 500 team, I think.
Yeah. Are they not 500 right now?
They weren't last I checked. I mean, I don't think so.
Oh man. All right, so to probably the most surprising deal of the day, we got Brandon Knight got traded. What the F, man?
Oh. I know, that one really gets you.
So this, all right, so what I think is the deal is the Suns get Brandon Knight and Marcus Thornton. The Bucks get MCW, Miles Plumlee, and I think Tyler Ennis was part of that, and the Celtics get Isaiah Thomas. So yeah, MCW's been traded to the Bucks. Is that going to help, his efficiency at all?
No. There's no way. I mean, who's their backup now, though? That's the big question.
The backup of MCW?
Yeah.
Bayless on the Bucks? Or are you talking about on the Sixers?
Oh, yeah, Bayless was getting good minutes. Okay, yeah, okay. That's kind of interesting. Probably not 12-er-worthy quite, but it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So to the Suns. Now,
Tyler Ennis had a couple of nice little games in the D League. He might actually find his way into some minutes.
Yeah. playing behind MCW, and that makes sense. But the Bucks are doing good. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, absolutely does not. And that was basically their franchise player.
Yeah. I mean,
until they drafted the guy who was injured.
Yeah, Jabari. I guess maybe they feel like Knight wouldn't stay there. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of this has to do with money. I mean, a lot of this is not about what happens on the basketball court.
Yeah. I don't know. If you were contemplating dropping MCW or he was already dropped, why not hold on to him, keep him, you know, pick him up again, even in a shallow league? Maybe something changes.
He's injured right now. It's not like you're going to get anything out of him real soon.
But it's a minor injury.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's playing behind or with Jason Kidd, so maybe there's something to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's nothing but optimism with MCW going to a decent team.
Yeah, leaving Philadelphia is, I'm pretty sure, a blessing for any player.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, as it stands. I mean, Isaiah Thomas going to Philly has got to be a killer for him.
Well, this is saying that Isaiah Thomas is going to Boston.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what Philly got in this nonsense, but I don't know. They're just dumping everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, it looks... this is going to be a haphazard show. We're getting stuff right as it comes in. Also part of this is, all right, so what do you think of Brandon Knight in Phoenix playing next to Eric Bledsoe? As we mentioned, Dragic was moved, and Isaiah Thomas is somewhere else on the East Coast, either Boston or Philly. What does this do for Brandon Knight?
I don't think it does too much.
I really don't either.
I mean, he was never really that true point guard, so maybe the assists come down a bit, but I expect the turnovers would come down too. He's on a good team to take lots of shots.
Mm-hmm.
They're a perimeter-oriented team through and through. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I certainly wouldn't be looking to sell him or anything after this.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's not like Knight was getting 10 assists a game. I think he'll work well with Bledsoe. I don't think it's actually too much of a change. I thought at first when I heard it, I didn't like it, but yeah, I think it's all right.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Yeah. Let's see. So what else happened?
We don't know where Isaiah Thomas is.
Yeah.
But I guess we shouldn't talk about it till we know, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I love that the Roto World Basketball report. Isaiah Thomas traded to Philly or Boston. You know?
Yeah, we got two pretty big names with contradictory reports.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, we got Norris Cole ended up getting traded to New Orleans for John Salmons in a buzzer beater trade, so that opens up some extra point guard minutes there. Clears the air.
For, you know, that extra E.
Yep. Wow, both Dragic brothers were traded to your Heat.
They traded them together.
Yeah, so some You sent Granger, Norris Cole, Sean Williams, Jordan Hamilton, and two first-round picks. So it looks like McBob was pulled from it for the Dragic brothers.
Oh, and Chris Anderson was pulled. That was, like, completely different than what was being reported.
Yeah, okay. although someone else just a second ago said Cole was traded to New Orleans. So, I don't know. Not let that any of those two guys matter too much, but...
No, whoever's trying to keep track of this... Their system is just broken right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, my brain is broken, so that's...
I watched you trying to do it at like 3 o'clock on your post. That was interesting.
I thought it was going to be a pretty good post, and then it just blew up right as we were doing the podcast.
Yeah, I love the like 3:01. Why did I do this?
It's very true. I didn't think... this has got to be... Like I said, this has got to be the craziest deadline ever. So the other big name traded is obviously Reggie Jackson getting traded to Detroit.
Yeah, he shouldn't be available anywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty sure DJ went to OKC. Not that it mattered. It would have been Reggie's job either way.
Yeah. What top 50 player? Is that too high for Jackson?
I'm a little concerned that he's not going to be too much more than a 1.0 steals per game guy. So until I see that, get a good uptick. Not quite.
Yeah, I think he's pretty close, though.
If you're in a league where you own DJ and Reggie's available, you just make the swap and just fine.
Yeah, that's an easy swap there. So DJ was shipped to OKC to be a backup point guard. So he's droppable in virtually all leagues, right?
Yeah. I can't imagine he gets more than 15 minutes, something like that.
Was it your so in the REL, DJ Augustine was traded for Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone is forcing their decision making.
Wow. All right, so what else was included in that deal? There was like Kendrick Perkins is heading, I think, to the Jazz. Oh.
Well, that was part of the Cantor deal,
the
right?
The Cantor deal to OKC, yep. So Cantor will probably start at the five. Sorry, Steven Adams owners.
Okay. First, I don't agree with that. OKC loves playing defense when they have Westbrook and Durant on the floor. So okay. I think when healthy, Steven Adams starts. And Cantor comes off the bench to be the main scorer on the second unit. If he has a problem with it, that's his problem.
Interesting. That makes sense, though. I actually agree with that.
Also, Cantor is a restricted free agent with like an $8 million, qualifying offer. I think he will not be with OKC next year.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think this is probably because Steven Adams is hurt and they need to make a run right this second. But I don't think this is a long-term thing.
You know, it actually makes sense for OKC because, they already have Waiters to give them guard scoring with the second unit. They don't have any big man scorers on the second unit.
Yeah, this fits well for them.
Yeah, the more I'm thinking about it, I agree with that.
But I think Cantor's going to get a big enough offer next year that they're just not going to be able to afford him.
No, yeah, I don't think they bring him back either. But since they weren't going to bring back Reggie Jackson anyway, that makes perfect sense. So, whoo! All right, catching my breath here. So let's look at some old trades, old as in 4 hours ago instead of 30 minutes ago. So Portland gets Aaron Aflalo and Alonzo G. Denver gets Thomas Robinson, Will Barton, and Victor Claver. It mostly doesn't affect, hurts Aflalo. He's probably droppable becoming a six man, right?
Yep, that's what I think.
And so how are you feeling about Randy Foy possibly starting at the two again?
Could be. I don't think he'll do what he did last year because he was starting at point guard most of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a scorer off the bench, but I'm pretty sure he's over 30, so I don't expect some big time anything, really. And he struggled to really even stay on the court this year. It's a good pickup just to see what happens, but, I'm not really jumping at the opportunity.
I ended up picking him up in both of my RCLs, and it was mostly because I had terrible streamers from last week still on them. I hadn't made any moves once this week started. I was kind of lazy there. I don't know. I figured for the upside, they're probably not going to play Barton. I know there's some Gary Harris buzz.
That's what I'm thinking. I think he should at least get a look-see.
Yeah, I mean, maybe more later than sooner. I don't know. He's decent. They'll maybe develop him, but I still think that means coming off the bench behind Foy. If Foy is healthy. Now, Foy did miss a couple months with that quad injury.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I'm not, this isn't the biggest ad of today.
No. If you're talking about backup shooting guards with big chances, with both Dragic and Isaiah Thomas traded and Brandon Knight starting, gotta pick up Gerald Green, right?
25 minutes at least. I don't think he's going to do what he did last year. But, 25 to 30 minutes, and they love playing their second unit when they're doing good. Yeah, I think pretty reliable.
Yep, so, and I picked up Gerald Green in both RCLs as well. He was 57% owned, but a lot of that is dead team data.
Oh, yeah. He was a top 100 draft pick.
He's probably out there in a lot of leagues. I got him in both leagues, even though I slammed them all last year. Funny how things change. Let's see. So where do we go from here? I don't know. Whew. I'm still trying to catch up with everything. So Thaddeus Young is moving to Brooklyn. The Wolves pick up Kevin Garnett, who you can completely ignore. Does this help or hurt Thaddeus moving to Brooklyn?
Couldn't hurt. He's been playing pretty well recently. Yeah, he's probably just borderline top 50 if you put it all together. I don't think he has much in the way of competition.
No, not at all.
And it looks like, I mean, I still don't know about Lopez, but I don't think he got moved.
That's a good question, because ESPN, like I said, made it look like he did, but I don't know why they would pick up Lopez after getting Cantor.
Yeah, okay, especially since Lopez has another $16 million owed to him next year. I think Cantor was more than likely enough.
Yeah, I think so as well. Let's see. So does that make – who does it help on the Wolves? I think it's got to help the Jang train.
Yeah, I mean, they did start him next to Pekovic a couple of times, so maybe they try that again. I think they're going to play a little more small ball. And I think our boy Shabazz Muhammad should go back to being a 30-ish minute guy off the bench.
Yeah, he should be a big pickup for sure.
But he doesn't do a whole lot and really needs to be a high-volume field goal percent guy to really be a good fantasy player. Hopefully he is. He was for a good stretch. But if he's not doing that, then you don't want him.
Yeah. Another part of this Michael Carter Williams hoopla is Miles Plumlee has moved from Phoenix to the Bucks. It's kind of a tough mix there in Milwaukee, but that means that Brandon Wright is pretty much the only backup to the oft-injured Alex Lynn. Is Wright interesting to you at all?
No, I think his minutes are pretty much maxed. Nobody plays him. You know, he's been traded a couple of times now, and he still doesn't get good minutes. So, no, I think... Markieff still plays a little bit of the center. Nah, I'm not buying it. Definitely not in a 12-er.
No, yeah, I mean, that's more of a deeper league thing. And
although, Alex Lynn isn't healthy right now, is he?
He had that ankle issue. I think he's about to be ready, though.
Okay. It could be an interesting, one-day thing for Brandon Wright.
Mm-hmm.
If Lynn is not playing yet.
Yeah, definitely a good streamer, for sure.
But that makes sense, with Sanders being gone, that the Bucks would look to add another center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Henson is very injury-prone, and Zaza is Zaza. So, yeah, I think, yeah.
I know, there's so much dust.
It's not enough for Brandon Knight. There is no way that's enough.
I know, that's so weird. Oh, man, there is so much dust still to settle. KJ McDaniels was traded to Houston.
So much for him.
Yeah, I think he's just going to get lost in bench minutes. And that whole thing of him signing that one-year deal made him so expendable for the Sixers.
Yeah, and he's recently been playing just, 17, 18 minutes and averaging 3 to 4 turnovers per game. It's gotten ugly. This is kind of good for us, so anyone holding him can finally get rid of him.
And you want to know what's really interesting?
Dynasty, I'd wait and see.
Yeah,
next year, he could very well sign another contract with somebody and get a decent role.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with the whole market open to him, that could easily happen. So I just thought of this now as everything's kind of going through my head. So in that deal, Isaiah Cannon moves to the Sixers. If Isaiah Thomas is going to Boston... and it's not to Philly. Philly doesn't have a point guard.
No, they let Frazier walk.
Yep. They're not going to start Jakar Sampson. And MCW, obviously, going to the Bucks. Could Cannon start?
Yeah, absolutely he can. And we saw what he did last year when he started for those handful of games.
Yeah, I'm going. All right, so you keep talking while I try to sneak picking up Cannon in some leagues here.
All right, well, we've got another one. We've got Isaiah Thomas is going to the Celtics.
Ooh!
a four-team trade.
Oh, my God. This isn't getting annoying. Oh, wow. Isaiah Cannon has 2,800 ads already on Yahoo.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yep. And I still have a scrubby streamer to drop in one league. Add Isaiah Cannon. Drop Al-Farouq Aminu.
I was lazy with my teams. Looking right now. I just added Clarkson a minute ago, and I'm wondering if that's the right move.
Oh, man, if Cannon starts, I mean, he was killing the D-League.
Yeah, and...
Wow, Cannon's already up from 2 to 3%. Yeah.
And I think this is probably an indictment on Smart being a starting point guard.
It might be. Oh, I'm trying to figure out if I can... Would you rather own Cannon or KCP? I mean, this is such a spec ad right now, but...
Is it? I mean, a 12er, KCP is really hit or miss.
And with Reggie Jackson taking so many shots, probably, you know what? I'm making that move.
Yeah, there's no point guards in Philly right now.
Yeah, all right. So I picked up Cannon in both my leagues.
This could easily be the move of the day.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that loss in all this news until right now. I haven't even seen that as a big thing talked about. We might be breaking news right now, Slim.
Are we?
Yeah, why not?
That's scary.
Although people can't hear this yet.
I just picked Cannon over Clarkson.
Over Clarkson. Oh, okay, now I see it on RotoWorld. This just came up. Is Isaiah Cannon the new starting Philadelphia point guard? So, this is... it's definitely going to be a big pickup. I'm gonna add that to the post real quick.
Okay, looks like the Knicks actually made a trade.
I saw that they traded Prigioni, right?
Yeah, they got back Schwed.
Lame.
Yeah, it's not really worth mentioning. Although maybe even more not worth mentioning. Sure, Tayshaun Prince back in a Pistons uniform.
Oh no. Oh, Tayshaun Prince. All right, so I've updated the live post now that I've made my ads.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
I know. That's what I'm working on now.
We got Prince and family.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to add him in Friends and Family?
Yeah, I got it. I'm going right. Cannon in Friends and Family.
All right, who are we dropping?
He'll have Boy as an option there, but...
Yeah. Man,
McDaniels held McDaniels too long.
You should see Twitter right now. There's so many funny things about how crazy this deadline's been. I'm in a glass case of fantasy basketball emotion with Rob Burgundy in the phone booth. People are saying, "Have I been traded yet?" You know, all that sort of stuff. Man, this has been crazy, and I am hopped up on coffee, so that probably helps.
Good.
So Isaiah Thomas on Boston. What is his value there?
Boston. Let's see. He's a starter.
Yep.
He's better than anything else they're starting at point guard.
How dare you say that about Evan Turner?
Yeah, they gave up on that. He's back to the forward position.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, and you know, he should have complete control of the offense. I don't know if we can call him, you know, Sacramento Isaiah, but can't be too far off.
Can he be a pizza man in Boston?
Absolutely.
Do they have pizza in Boston? I thought they only ate chowder.
That's right. I mean, it's not Chicago or New York, so they don't have, you know, that competition for their pizza.
That's true. Oh, man. So I know you said Schwed to the Knicks. If they traded Prigioni, and I guess Calderon wasn't traded?
Doesn't look like it.
What? What are the Knicks doing?
I know, nobody wanted them.
Yeah, well, actually, good point.
With Deron Williams. Did you see a single rumor about Deron Williams today?
No, because no one wants to pay that money.
He wants them.
Yeah, I don't blame him there. So Jarrett Jack didn't get traded. I thought that was a big name that probably was going to get moved.
Yeah, yeah. And so, all they got back was Thaddeus? That's the only move that Brooklyn made?
I think so. The Thaddeus for KG.
Okay. So this probably hurts Mason Plumlee a bit until Lopez goes down again.
Yeah, I agree there.
That's about it, though. Other than that, the team pretty much is the same.
Yeah. Man, I think we actually covered most of the trades now. I thought we would be talking for 4 hours, but I'm literally out of breath. You should have seen me trying to update the post.
You got to keep track of all of it while you're updating it.
Yeah, and trying to put Twitter sources in it and everything. Man, those Roto World dudes, you know, good for them trying to keep up on all of this. So, all right. So finalizing what the Heat deal was. Your Heat got Dragic, and I think both Dragicis.
Dragai.
The Pelicans got Norris Cole and Sean Williams, and the Suns got Granger, Salmons, and Hamilton. Okay. Really nothing too interesting there beyond you getting Goran.
John Salmons, sir. I think it's a silent L.
Salmons? Salmons? Is it just Salmons? I thought you could say it Salmons.
I don't know. But he's going home to Miami.
Oh, is he from there?
I don't know. He played college for the Hurricanes.
Well, no, this is saying that he's going to the Suns. Nope. Now something else is saying Miami. No one knows how to report anymore.
So much going on.
Oh, man.
You need a half dozen people, you know, paying attention to a half dozen trades.
No.
That's messed up. I mean, Sean Williams to the Pelicans, we don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've got one place saying John S. is heading to Miami and one to Phoenix. So,
do you think this Thornton going to the Suns is going to play into Gerald Green a little bit?
It could, but Green can play the three, too, which would make him interesting.
Maybe. They didn't really make any moves there. They still have Tucker backed up by Marcus Morris.
Yeah. Who's the backup point guard now for the Suns?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know if
I imagine they'll probably pull one early and try to just have those two rotate the job. It would make the most sense. You know, pull one at the 6 minute mark and then pull the other at the end of the quarter.
Mm-hmm. The more I'm thinking about Brandon Knight, the more I'm starting to get more and more excited about him on the Suns. Hornacek loves to play fast, play the guards big minutes, and now there's only two of them.
Yeah, there's no. Very little change in what he's going to be asked to do, I think.
I feel like there in Milwaukee, he had a lot of games where it would be, you know, right at 30 minutes, and Kidd would run different rotations.
I mean, Bledsoe gets us a little boost also.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I imagine he's going to have the ball in his hands a little more. I just think he's kind of the more aggressive player.
I don't know. Knight's pretty aggressive. He can be, but Knight is a little bit more of a shooter. I agree that. Yeah, you're right.
Probably plays off ball a little better than Bledsoe does.
Yep. Did we talk about Augustine playing backup for the Thunder? I can't keep up with everything.
No, I wasn't marking these off as we went through.
Yeah. I think we did talk about him. You know, him dropped, but man. Michael Carter Williams tweeted, "I can't lie, I'm shocked."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I want to know if Brandon Knight's tweeted anything.
Yeah,
that's more of a shock. I mm-hmm. think that's probably the biggest shock of the day for me.
Brandon Knight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, I agree.
And for MCW of all things,
you saw my live post where I put the Twitter on there and just put WTF question mark exclamation point.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So I think that comes close to covering everyone. Trying to think if there's any other trades. I mean, we probably missed something, but.
Well, what we're not really discussing is all the who gets what out of this. You know, Gobert shouldn't be available absolutely anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to kind of think about that. Let me see what Gobert's owned in real quick. But vamp for a second while I fact check, even though we usually don't fact check.
Oh, I think I beat you to it. He's at 61%.
Damn it, you're too fast for me. Wow, only 61% of leagues. Wow, yeah. Easily a must-own. Would you rather own Gobert or Whiteside?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I think it's still Whiteside, but it's actually pretty effing close. What about Gobert or Gorgie? There's a good one.
Yeah, that's... You know, you're talking about people that are doing about the same thing. I mean, you know, you got the free throw percent, which is what gives Gorgie the slight edge. But Gobert's a better shot blocker, so maybe a little bit need-based. But yeah. Comparing Gobert to Whiteside is pretty much right on.
Yeah, I just think Whiteside's improved free throw shooting. He's been shooting free throws a little bit better.
Oh, and you know, his 20-point outbursts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he'll score more. So
yeah, I would take Whiteside over Gobert. You're right there.
Yeah, but it is actually kind of close, which just tells you all you need to know about Gobert there. Wow, so David Aldridge just tweeted about, look at how OKC's bench is looking. Augustine, Cantor, Kyle Singler, Steve Novak hitting threes.
Really?
Waiters. Singler
gets off the bench?
Yeah, maybe not that much, but I mean, it's still a pretty good bench. Second.
What about the guy that just got off of Cleveland?
Waiters, yeah. So their second unit of Augustine, Waiters, then, I don't know, Novak or Singler at the three. Cantor at the five, and I don't know, Nick Collison at the four. I don't know. That might be better than the Knicks.
Their B team is better than the Knicks?
I think it might be.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you have any concern that with this pretty good B team, Westbrook or Durant might lose a couple minutes?
Nope. They need to win every game they can, and that means having their workhorses do it.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe they get lucky and blow more people out.
That's where I was going with that. With how good that B team is, maybe they can blow more people out. So
I don't know. They haven't been doing it, so. Man. And they've been really underutilizing Reggie. So it's not like I think DJ is going to come in there and do a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like he's better. I would beg to differ there.
Yeah. Man, I'm still reeling over a guy that was in the D League and a guy I owned as a pickup in the REL, Isaiah Cannon, and is now about to start for the 76ers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he is well owned in that league. Someone did their work.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to hold when a guy that's getting DMPs and doesn't have much of an upside unless there was some sort of crazy situation trade, which happened, you know?
It happened. Oh, wait. He was dropped last week.
What?
He's there.
Oh, someone did not do their homework. You have been corrected, sir.
Oh, man. If you need a point guard in the deepest league possible, yikes.
Are you kidding me? Man, someone's about to drop all of the rest of their fab on that. Wow, he's already up to 4% owned. In the time we've been talking, he's gone from 2 to 4%.
Yeah. I'm looking at his league availability in my four leagues, and I have him in two, you have him in the other, and he's available in the fourth.
Yeah,
this is the big one.
Wow, yeah, and that's gonna go kind of probably under the radar with all this stuff.
Yeah, he's a good steals guy, good threes guy.
Yep. All right, anything, what are some other repercussions of guys that maybe weren't traded? We already talked about Gerald Green.
Well, let's see. Yeah, we did talk a little bit. I'm thinking the Singler thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing some minutes. So there's some, you know, guard, well, some wing minutes that just opened up, probably.
Jody Meeks.
He might have a bigger role now.
A little bit more upside. I don't know. As a KCP owner in the REL, do you think the move of, I know we talked about him for a split second there. Do you think Reggie Jackson over DJ Augustine changes much for KCP?
No.
I don't think
Reggie
so.
Reggie Jackson is willing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like Augustine wasn't scoring and getting a ton of dimes anyway. He was playing great.
Yeah, he was playing a team game too. So yeah, this is just fine.
Yep.
And I really like him going for Stan Van Gundy. That's a nice little, yeah. Man, I traded him away in the REL. I knew I'd regret it. I mean, there's no way you could trade away something like that and not regret it.
Yeah, you got a great haul.
I was hoping to have a full year, though, but oh well.
You got a big return, though, so.
Yeah.
Whew, all right. Heart rate's finally settling down a tiny bit. Finally starting to catch up a bit. We're going to make this kind of a little bit of a shorter show because I need to try to finish the draft day post. Trying to think of what else is there do you want to talk about before we preview tonight's games and the weekend's games?
I mean, I guess like Who didn't get moved? Were there some names we thought would that wouldn't? Talk a little bit about that situation.
The Nets point guards, Calderon, Brooke Lopez.
I think that's kind of the surprising thing here is...
The Nets pretty passive,
Almost all, almost all these rumors happened. Like 80% of them happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's what made this trade deadline so surprising. In the open of the live trade deadline post, I said, remember when Josh Smith wasn't traded and the Hawks got nothing out of him. He was like a big rumor name to be leaving.
yeah.
Imagine the Hawks with like a lottery pick or a good name player like they need it.
No, they definitely do not.
Yeah.
But, bringing in a new guy for a team that's doing that well, could have messed him up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they did the right thing. They're definitely still going up, in my opinion.
Yeah. So for Dynasty owners, does Reggie Jackson re-sign with Detroit? I don't know about their cap space, but waiving Josh Smith has probably got to help.
I'm not 100% sure how all this works, but I just saw McAdoo. The Warriors again. Sorry. Okay. What was the question?
Does Reggie Jackson stay with Detroit?
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's still a restricted free agent, which means they can match any offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, six of one happens in the other. My bet's on yes. Depends on, if the Knicks throw the bank at him or something. But, yeah, there's a good chance they'll just match whatever gets offered. And, they just got a point guard for 4 or 5 years.
And, I think from this point on, no matter what happens, Reggie Jackson's starting for the next 7 or 8 years or whatever it is.
That's his career. Absolutely.
So, Dynasty League owners, this was the time to get him.
Yeah, we've had some questions about that. We've seen him available with, people like, I can keep five. And he is a top five keeper in a 12-team league. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you can probably keep him for cheap if you have, keep based off of rounds drafted and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's look at tonight's games. We've got two games on the slate. Sorry that we're a little helter-skelter today. At least, hopefully it don't sound too much like it, but I feel like it right now. Woo! All right. Who we got tonight? We got Dallas at OKC. And we got the Spurs at the Clippers. So first with OKC, I doubt there's no way Cantor Augustine's going to play. Reggie Jackson's not going to play, obviously.
So no Perkins.
No Perkins. Adams is hurt.
Yeah, so
McGarry. and I put it in this some warnings post that I thought Deion Waiters would be a good stream. He's going to get a ton of second unit minutes.
Yeah, they could very well go small this game, too.
Yeah.
You could put Durant on Dirk and play it that way, probably.
Mm-hmm. Agree there. See, Dallas didn't really make any moves. They did sign Amari Stoudemire. He'll probably make his debut tonight, but not going to play a lot of minutes or anything.
No, but he'll work out for them. I saw he's being added in Yahoo, which,
Meh.
Should be.
Yeah.
He is not going to be what he was earlier in the year.
And then the second game tonight is the Spurs at the Clippers. No Blake, so DeAndre Jordan should just be a mammoth off the starting tip.
Yeah. I could see him going, 15-20 with 3-4 blocks, sure.
Yeah, I think if there was ever a game where I bet someone would get 20 rebounds, it'd probably be this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that bet too often, but this is the one.
And the Spurs not making any moves, obviously. So let's make our 30-point challenge picks. Man, it feels like forever since we've made our last round of picks. Did you see I got the last one, though?
Woo! I know you did. I'm down by 2.
Yeah, down 6-4 now. Woo! Derrick Rose, I think, got his 30th point late. I think it was exactly 30 again.
Yeah, it was. It was exactly.
I picked Rose twice, and both times he hit 30 right on the nose. I think I should get double points for getting it exactly right and not going over. Bob Barker's got $500 bills for me.
There you go. Double points.
So tonight you cannot pick Durant, Westbrook, Can't pick Blake Griffin, but he's not playing anyway. I think that is it. So who you got for 30 points tonight?
Nobody is probably the right answer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that Dallas game maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if OKC is really that shorthanded, could Ibaka do it? I doubt it. Nah. I just bet on Westbrook and Durant going for 40 instead.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, I'm thinking, man, Chris Paul isn't going to take that many shots. Yeah, that's a tough one. It's going to be...
DeAndre Jordan. I don't even know if he's ever scored 30 in his career.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, like they could do a hack of Jordan and see what happens, and maybe he'll take 30 free throws and make half of them. All right, I'm going a little off.
What you got?
I'm saying, let's get Parsons getting hot from downtown. Why not?
Okay, I'm picking the same team. I'm going to go Dirk.
Okay.
They're lacking some big man depth. I think Dirk's got a pretty good shot.
Yep, it's going to be an odd game.
Yep. So we will see what will happen there. All right, so looking at the rest of the weekend slate and looking at some side league picks. That's side league, one word. New way to play daily fantasy. It's in the App Store and the Google Play Store. One word, download it now. Once you set up your profile, put in promo code RASBALL, all caps, $5 free. $5 free to play with, and it's a fun weekend of games. You got to get it this weekend. So it starts tonight. So the weekend contest is Thursday through Sunday. So you got to get it now. Get your team set up now. Obviously, everything will lock at, what is the first game tonight? 8 o'clock? Yeah, it'll lock at 8 o'clock Eastern. So get the app now. Set your lineup. Let's see. So looking at Friday's games, what are the big ones here?
Well, I think we can safely keep Stephen Curry in our lineups against San Antonio.
Yep, I like that one a lot. Should be a great game. I already have him locked in there. I did like, I know we talked about, I like Westbrook tonight. I know we can't pick him for the 30-point challenge, but I think he has a good one tonight.
Yeah, there's no backup right now.
Mm-hmm. So, without Augustine being there, Westbrook might play 42 minutes.
yeah, he could.
How about Rudy Gobert against Portland in his first game starting? You're only picking 8 players, so
I don't think he can handle that Rolo defense.
Come on. Is that a serious comment? Were you waiting for me to answer that?
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Who do you like more? I think we brought this one up yesterday, but doing it again today. Do you like Harden in that game tomorrow night against the Mavericks? Or more against Toronto? And I think I'm sticking with him in the Mavericks game with the Mavs playing a back-to-back. And Monta still probably a little gimpy on that hip.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the matchup to pick.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a blowout.
No.
I hope it's not a blowout.
Anthony Davis is probably going to play tomorrow against Orlando, but I don't know if I'd roll the dice in a daily fantasy.
I mean, you know, if you're in this, you're trying to win it all. You're not worried about, you know, getting your money back. Then you take the gamble.
Uh-huh.
And when he comes back from injury, he's always great. You know, if he goes less than 25-12, it's a surprise.
Yeah, I think so too. So what do you think about Brandon Knight in his debut on Friday?
I got one for you.
All right, what you got?
Pelicans waived extra E.
What? Why? I guess because didn't they get Norris Cole?
Yeah, they're saying that Norris Cole is better.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Man, they just signed him to that second deal too. Well, I guess extra E Tony can, you know, make his extra little bit of money there without having to work.
Yeah, somehow I doubt a 10-day contract is going to pay a former professional NBAers anything.
All right. So what do you think about Knight and his debut against the Timberwolves tomorrow?
Minnesota? Yeah, he should be fine.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, too. Do you like Whiteside against the Knicks tomorrow?
Oh, my mouse just died. I'm stuck. Whiteside against the Knicks? Oh, of course. Come on.
Yeah, I think
that's good. He said he's out of pain, no pain.
Yeah, he said the swelling's down. No longer a cankle, just a normal ankle.
Yeah. I think Dragic will be just fine tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good one. All right, so looking at Saturday's games, another close to full slate as my computer now dies. It's an epidemic. There we go.
Yes, the trade deadline has killed the internet.
Very true. Only 5 games on Saturday. Man, Whiteside versus Anthony. Nah, they'll probably have Ashik against Whiteside in that game with the Pelicans going at Miami. You know, Cousins against the Clippers might have a pretty good game. Other than that, not seeing anything too huge in those 5 games. I ended up going Durant in the Sunday game against Denver, other than the one on Saturday against the Hornets.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, and yeah. I think I agreed with the Denver part.
Yeah.
They're a little bit out of flux right now.
Mm-hmm. And then the big slate over the weekend after Friday is going to be on Sunday instead of Saturday. Looks like we've got 9 games, so 18 teams active. Trying to think, you know, LeBron at New York, he might not play a ton of minutes, but that's a primetime game.
Yeah, I would be worried about that blowout quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I would be too. I'm trying to find where LeBron is on here. There he is. He's a small forward, so you got to have him in your small forward spot. What else? Isaiah Cannon gets the Magic against Elfrid on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not jumping on it yet. At least not.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah, I think in some other formats he might work well. I don't really see too much else that's that interesting. I think Golden State would blow out the Pacers. I don't think you'd want to play Curry in that one.
Yeah, I'd be worried about that one for sure. Yeah. Definitely so, like the other Curry game better.
Yeah, so I'm not loving anything too much on Sunday. So.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the primetime games. You know, guys love playing in primetime, so I tend to put a little bit extra weight on that.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, the LeBron one at 1 at New York, I think, is the good one for Sunday there. Woo! All right. Still catching my breath. Still reeling from all this news. I think that's going to call it a day for us. I'm going to go back to the live trade post. So if you see this podcast up and listening to it, go back to the trade deadline post. You can see some updates there. Maybe I'll have the podcast underneath the trade deadline post since I'm going to keep updating it. But thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners. And what you got going? I know we're missing our movies this time, Slim.
Oh, we are?
Okay. Yeah. We could
save my Empire talk for next time.
Yeah, save it for next time. There's too much going on. I can't even think about movies right now. There's too many trades. But anything else pop up on the news before we sign off here?
Nah, my thing's Jonas Jerebko traded to the Celtics. Now there's those little things will probably be popping up all afternoon.
Yeah, and we already talked about extra E Tony. Sad one there. Yeah, so tomorrow's post should be fun catching up on all this too. Although I'll probably keep it just in the trade post, but it's been fun, man. Sorry again to everyone. This is a little bit of a helter skelter pod, but we wanted to get it done as quick as we could to react to all the trade news. So
first impressions are important.
Yeah, exactly. My first impression of you, Slim. Trying to think if I thought too much beard. And not enough didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah, no. It's got a big old crack in it.
You know, like a hippie in a hacky sack, I expected you to have a didgeridoo around you at all times.
No, I'm not that musically inclined.
All right, man. Well, have yourself a good weekend. Pick up Isaiah Cannon in all your leagues, and we'll catch you next Tuesday.
Till next time.